Holy Spirit was telling me some things during worship today. And the first thought that came to me was, if you're being tossed around to and fro by every wind of doctrine, if you're being knocked around by circumstances and conditions and by thoughts, then here's your problem and here's the way to victory. Remember in James when it says that if you don't ask in faith, then you will be tossed around like a wave back and forth. And so the key is faith. And so what you need to do is rejoice when you have these trials, because God is teaching you a lesson. He's showing you the way to victory. And who doesn't want the way to victory? And the way to victory is faith. the opposite of doubt and unbelief. So everybody experiences doubt and unbelief. We all have it. It's part of our nature, our old nature. And what we need to do is completely ignore it, put it aside. In fact, we're supposed to mortify it, deaden it. But that's easier said than done. And the best way is to push it aside and focus on the Lord and get faith. So in order to get the victory, we're not going to dwell in the realm of doubt and unbelief and death. We're going to dwell in the realm of life and faith. We're going to focus on the Lord. We're going to yield to Him, and we'll walk in faith. And as we do that, those old doubts and unbeliefs and all those trials are going to be under our feet. So faith is, all these trials are meant to be stepping stones for us to grow in faith and walk in victory.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you, Father. We praise you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we thank and praise you, Heavenly Father, for strengthening our faith. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for melting us, molding us, filling us, O Lord, and creating in us a clean heart of God, a renewed spirit within us, we pray. And our prayer today is, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Come, Holy Spirit, we love you. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own gentle way. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for stirring us up today. Thank you, Lord, for doing a spiritual renewal within us, we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, and let the high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. And let us bless the Lord at all times, and His praise be continually in our mouth. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We can say today we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is our source. He is our provider. He is our keeper in the shade on our right hand. He will not suffer for to be moved. And He that keepeth us will not slumber. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. So, having these promises, He says, dearly beloved, let us, in the name of Jesus, having these promises, dearly beloved, cleanse yourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Lord, we love you. We worship and adore you. We love you. We adore you. We bow down before you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And we want to thank you today for victory, Lord, for victory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that we lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Despising the shame, he was set on the right hand of the throne of God. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the victory. Thank you for renewing a right spirit within us. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you for doing a deep work in each and every one of us today. We pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for having it your way. We pray in the name of Jesus. Have it your way. Thank you, Lord, that we can that we are, Lord, we are more than conquerors. We are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that he is within us than he that's in the world. And thank you, Heavenly Father. Let us today realize who we are in Christ Jesus. We are children of God. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Lord, we are privileged. Hallelujah. We are fortunate. We thank you for calling us. We thank you, Lord, for choosing us. And thank you, Lord, for using us. Oh, and we thank you and praise you, Father. And instead of dwelling, oh Lord, in circumstances and one thing and the other, let us dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We pray, Lord, that may abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing. We pray, O Lord, that let your Holy Spirit move in such a mighty way today. Move in the midst of us, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the anointing upon the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Thank you for giving him peace and joy in his heart. Thank you for giving him freedom to preach. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And let the word come out with power and pierces like a two-edged sword. We pray in the name of Jesus. Pray the anointing upon everyone that gives a testimony today. And let your name be glorified with the testimonies, with the preaching of the word, with our prayers, with everything, O Lord. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name be glorified. And let the devil be defeated today in this body of believers, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Let the devil be defeated. And we command right now every spirit of sleepiness and drowsiness and slumber in the name of Jesus. We command you that you loose this body in the name of Jesus. I command you to be bound, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the victory, O Lord. And we have the victory. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, thank you for being our provider, Lord. Thank you for blessing the finances of this church. And thank you, Lord, for blessing the finances of each and every individual in this body of believers. We thank you for an increase, Lord. More and more we pray, Lord, more and more. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, that out of what you have given us, we want today to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen. Amen.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
One of these days, Andrew's going to play like Uncle Yuri. He's getting better all the time. Yeah. So, all right, good morning. So we're going to take some testimonies this morning. I'll give a quick testimony on Ramiro and Javier. Spoke to them. They're down in Southern California working, and everything's going good. And last Sunday, Ramiro's wife was very angry that he was coming to church, and didn't like that. And so he went to work with us on Monday morning, and his wife threw him out on Monday night, I think it was. You know how that goes sometimes, huh? And so Tuesday I talked to him, and we prayed for the situation Tuesday night, heavy. And on Wednesday morning, she says, I'm going to support you in whatever you do. So that's what's going on with Ramiro. And Javier has been able to have a lot of good Bible studies with him down there in Southern California. So that situation was handled by prayer. God moved, and changes were made quickly. So, and they say they should be done in a couple more days, and so should be back here next Sunday. And we're trusting God for the work that we need.
Amen.
Yeah, and you know, He will provide. That's the nice thing, you know. During the week, a couple times, you know, the enemy will come to you and say, "Hey, man, you know, things are tightening down, or it's getting, you know, you're going to have a tough time." You know, he always likes to tell you that, and immediately, like Carol said, you got to rebuke that trash, and faith is the victory that overcomes the world. So we're not receiving no garbage from the enemy. Going forth in faith. Faith is where we started. Faith is where we finish. So, okay, who's got a testimony? Michael.
As a Christian, we all need to get up here and praise God anyway, so I'm just here to praise God this morning and let you know that everything since my deliverance has gone very well. I'm growing. I went through a deliverance back in 2001, and that deliverance, I was growing, and then I walked away from church in 2003. And so I stopped growing. I mean, I was actually growing, but I wasn't growing the way I needed to grow. And so this deliverance here is put me back on my heels as far as I'm starting over. It's right back where I left off, and I'm going to move forward this time, and I'm not turning back, And I thank you for the prayers from the people that are here in this church, in this body, that go out for me. And I mean that sincerely from my heart. Without the prayers, I don't think I'd be able to measure up to the task that is before me. So I'm praising God. Another glorious happening this week was my TV was shut down. Wow. You know, coming from an addict, that is a glorious moment. And so I'm praising God for that, that TV is kind of, and it's an easy transition. When you go through deliverance and you get the things wiped out of you that are evil, God wants you just to take that little step. And I took that step, and I'm hearing what the Word is saying, what God and the Holy Spirit is sharing with me. And you know what? It's easy. Praise God.
Okay, I was going to share a little bit. Mike showed me some onions in his garden this morning. And he said, these are the ones that we put under plastic. And then these are the ones we didn't. And how much stronger the ones were that were under the plastic, and how much bigger, healthier, even though they were planted later. So that's a good analogy of what you just spoke about on your life. You know, you were able to stay somewhere close to the tracks, but you didn't, you know, you didn't get the full benefit of the plastic. You know what I mean? Or you might call it the leather. Okay. Okay. Pamela?
Good morning. Well, I just wanted to praise God and thank Jesus and the Holy Spirit for leading and guiding me all the days of my life. He never stops leading us and guiding us and helping us. And that has been my prayer for the last, few years, that I would come in one accord with the Lord, and I would walk in His will all the time. It's been a struggle, but my testimony is to praise Jesus for giving me the grace in order to carry out what God wants me to do in my life. Because He wouldn't have saved me, healed me from hepatitis C, saved my family, my mom and my dad, and carried me this far, and then like, okay, you're done. He wouldn't do that. No, I don't believe He would not do that. So when I was reading in Mark 11, it says, Jesus says, and this is Jesus speaking, have faith in God, for whosoever, that means whosoever, anyone that says to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. Amen. Praise God for your word. Praise the Lord. Because I had this mountain. It was a big, huge mountain. It was several mountains. And for the last week, my mom went to heaven, and my condo is in escrow. And I'm so happy, because I remember when we all stood up here. I don't know if I was up here when you all prayed that my condo would be sold. it's in escrow, and I believe that it will be sold in the time God has allowed it or allotted it to be sold, and there's a process. But God is going to carry that through. So whatever you say to that mountain, it's going to be removed.
Amen.
It's already removed.
Yes.
And I remember, and I thank and I praise you, Jesus, for carrying this out, carrying it through. Because he's the only one that can do it through us. And but we have to have the willingness to walk in his will to in order to have these things done. So I remember about 3 months ago, maybe 2 months ago, I was at Joanna Satiris' house. And we were praying, and Satiris all of a sudden stopped and said, "The Lord has a word for you." And it's in Hebrews 11:10, 39, yeah. But it starts up above that, the verse up above. It says, "Cast not therefore away," or I may have it backwards, "but your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And he that shall come will come and will not tarry." So I thought about and I meditated on that verse and I stood in that verse for the past 3 months. And I didn't see it come to pass until it came to pass. Because the Lord has a timing and a method and a way to bring about these things. And he did it. He did it last week. He did it with my mother going to heaven, and he did it with the condo. And I he's going to do it where I go from here on. He's not going to stop now. So yesterday I got a little out of peace and I thought, no, Karen and I talked about it, and she and I agreed that it wasn't the Lord that was sending me out looking by myself. Because I didn't have peace. I just, no, this isn't Jesus. So I just have to rest in him and wait. And he'll reveal where I'm going to go. It's just, I take the same verse and the same two verses I just quoted and apply it to this, you know, this coming situation. So it's just, I just can't tell you enough that I'm relieved and I'm very much grateful for all your prayers and for the Holy Spirit for being with me throughout this whole thing. And he's not going to stop being with me. He's always here. He's always helping us, guiding us, leading us. Praise God and thank you. Amen.
Okay, wonderful news. Any more testimonies this morning? Okay, Ina?
Praise God. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Ooh, it seems like I come on very strong here. Well, we can praise God for all of us that have prayed for Pamela. I want to tell you something, though, because to me it's very precious how God is moving upon each one of our lives. That some of us that know about the situation, was praying. Well, one day when I was praying for Pamela, there was things that God revealed to me by the Holy Spirit. And so there were certain things that she needed to take care of. And she was humble enough to do that. So praise God. And also, God also spoke to me about to lower the price. I was kind of very sensitive when it comes to money situations because, you know, that is her decision to do this thing and that and that. And but I feel so strong by the Holy Spirit that that's what God wanted. And, of course, I want to be obedient to God, even if it looks ridiculous, maybe, or whatever one could think in the flesh. So I called her and talked to her, and she was all with it, and it was wonderful. She agreed. And then I also talked to Joe and Teresa. They have been involved with this, with the selling of the house. But anyhow, so I have still kept on praying, and then God also used her sister, who is not even saved. And I thought that was tremendous, about the price would go even lower, because I have thought about that too. But I didn't want to. I thought, well, God will use either herself or somebody else to do that. But I praise God. This is a victory that God hears us when we pray. I think that's the issue here more than anything. Now I have a different testimony here. And I also want to say before I end with the first testimony that God has given us, each one of us, different gifts. He's giving to each one of us the gift of knowledge, revelations, whatever God has given. And so we have to use those gifts. And in my case, there has been visions and different things. And I'll try to be faithful to God and revelations. But now, this is very exciting also for me. My husband and I feel very strongly to go to the Bay Area to a businessman's meeting, Christian man's, excuse me, business meeting. And I'll tell you, before we went there, I was praying in the car and all those things to prepare myself. And then I know who was going to be the speaker. I've heard him speak and preach before, and he is very much under the anointing of God in his preaching and also in the music, in singing. And so I prayed to God. This was my prayer. And, of course, if it was God's perfect plan and will, of course, that's what I added, of course. But I knew without a shadow of a doubt that God will answer my prayers. I just had God give me faith to believe that. But whatever was God's will, I humbly accepted that. Well, we went to the meeting, and both of us were deeply touched because God was speaking to both of us. But I shared what I felt God was speaking on our way going home. But anyhow, what I prayed for was that this gentleman had before, a long time ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, we heard him sang the song, How Great Thine Art. The hymns, that is just fantastic hymns, if you think about it, because it doesn't matter what language you sing in it. It's a perfect lyric, so far as me is concerned, it's perfect lyric, because I heard it in more than one language. And it's beautiful. It's God's anointed song. And I had prayed that God, he would sing it in Italian. And then I left it to the Lord. I didn't think more about it. It was all kind of testimonies and everything. And lo and behold, he didn't sing it in the beginning, but he sang it toward the end. And I tell you, that was wonderful. Now I want to give a Bible verse about this. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And it was Psalms 37. And also I have from the New Testament, and in Matthew 7, verse 7 to 8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And that's what God did. Praise his holy name.
Okay, any more testimonies this morning? Pastor John.
Praise the Lord, and good morning. It looked pretty bleak here at the beginning, but we are praising God, and it looks better now. Today is a message that I hope will shake you to your bones. And the devil has been working hard. He's messing with our sound system. One of our technicians got ill. And the enemy was here this week and tagged this building. We never had it happen before. And if you look in a building, they didn't come up on this floor, but they did tag it downstairs. And I'm happy the sermon is going to be good today, not because I am producing it, but because the devil is mad. And I'm glad. Amen? All right. Let's have some more answered prayers. And this one here is from Sweden. You remember last week we prayed for this family. They had a son, 15 years old, and he had threatened the family, if you do not line up with my will, I'm going to turn you into the social services. You remember that? And so I had talked to the parents, and I said, well, here's what you need to do. You simply sit down with a boy and tell him this, that if you want to go to some other place, we'd be glad to drive you. We will take you to the social services, and you go and take off. Well, after the prayer this week, last week here, and he changed his song. He's singing a different tune now. He's happy at home. He's not talking about social services anymore. And so we want to praise God for that. And this is from Grace, and this is what she wrote. Just want to write a couple of lines here for you and tell you what happened to my son since you prayed for him last Sunday. I want to thank God that he has got a different thinking. When we talked to him, what he had said, that he was going to get some other parents that are better than us. When Torbjörn made it clear what would happen here, he became very calm, harmonic, and have not been rebellious and have any outbreaks. Thank you for the help we got in your prayer for your son. And then she went, she got a job, we had prayed for that, and there was another interview, a different job, and it was to help a man that is crippled, and to be like a housekeeper or actually be a caretaker. And she went there to that to an interview, and the man was simply looking at her in lust very hard, so she felt very uncomfortable, and she simply said she didn't want to have a job. So when she got home, the man had cursed her, there was demons, and she had pain in her side, and she had all kind of different problems. So I talked to them this morning. They're going to be praying and cast the demons out and break the curses. And also they prayed here that the oil is going to go down and be taken care of. So praise God for that. Here are the prayer requests that we have. This is from Over Laquel. If you remember about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years, this is a Swedish evangelist living up in Minnesota, and he got cancer, and he's an evangelist, he got cancer of the throat. Now, if you're going to be preaching, you need your throat, you need your vocal cords, and so we prayed for him, he had treatments, he was healed, and he is now totally restored, but here's what he's writing. I believe that God is calling me to start a new church in Stockholm. After visiting there last year during September, October, and seeing the tremendous spiritual needs over there, there's just no way that I can stay in America. But more than everything, I believe that God is calling me there. My departure will begin around May or June. Please let me know what you can do to help me, and he thanks us. Now, this week I got an email from Sweden, and I was going to print it out, but I didn't do that, so I just shared it with you. My wife and I, we worked with a Baptist union in Sweden back in 1971 and 73. And the Swedish Baptist unions would be a very strong church. They had rejected the Holy Spirit, but they came back to the Holy Spirit about 50 years later. And they were the first church actually to break open in Sweden. And a number of the people went to prison. They were banned. They simply took away their citizenship and banned them from the country, shipped them out. They did all kind of things, and it were very bad. They had one lady particularly. She was in Gothenburg, and she sat in a prison there. These are old type prisons. This was back in about 1880. And water and bread for 20 years. Cold. She got arthritis and all kind of different things because there was no heat. And the only reason that she had been baptized in water after she got saved, and she was active in the Baptist church. These were the ancestors that we had in Sweden. Now, here's a fruit, probably 8 or 9 generations later. 2 Baptist churches in Stockholm, which is the capital, have decided, not with pressure on it, but they have decided that we will have homosexual marriages in our church. And this one Baptist pastor, pegged him about 40 years old, simply said, well, you know, that's the way it's going. We're supposed to love and care for people. You know, that's how everybody thinks nowadays. So we just, the decision was just natural. We will marry homosexuals. And I thought about, there's no discernment. There's no understanding of the Bible. These guys are wacko. They simply lost it. There's no words I have to proclaim about it. Now, over Lakell, they wants to go back to Sweden. He's about the same age as me, about 68, 69, probably maybe 1 or 2 years younger than me. And it's a tough place to go back and start a church. So we're going to pray for over today. The battle for oil prices continues. Last week, the speculators drove the price up to $81.50 per barrel. This is a powerful spiritual battle, and we need to keep the pressure on the speculators that in time God will make them lose all their profits and scatter them. What they have done is they've got out of a number of different investments, and they are simply saying we're going to drive up oil and make money in oil, and then they crash it. Well, let's crash it for them. We're going to pray for that today. Let us thank God for our finances and ministry. This month started strong, and let's ask God that He will continue. Now we got another family that wants to move. We happen to have a Stanley's here, and Brother Mark had surgery this week. He got some spiritual bandages on him, and we're going to pray for Boris and his family. You remember the young man, Daniel, that came down from Washington, D.C., and his little brother, Fireballs? Well, the family wants to move to Sacramento. They lived there before, and to become part of our church. Their house has been in the market for 6 months. As soon as it sells, they are moving. So we need to have some angels again do some selling here, which they can do very easy. The other thing that we need to pray for is that God will open up the world for our ministry. Now we're getting, I think, my numbers might not be right, Charles, but 500,000 people a month or a year, what is that? How many hits? About 500,000. In a year. All right. So what I'd like to do is, I would like to have 1,000,000 hits a week. Think about it this way. The devil is out there with all this stuff. Why should we not be able to break loose? So let's pray that God will supernaturally move upon people around the world that would just go to our website, not just hit it, but stay there, look at our videos, read our material, and that God will use them. So we want to pray for that. Last week we prayed for the destroyer. Now I got to be very careful when I share about this destroyer. It is a very powerful demon that has been in his ministry working underneath for probably about 10 years. And it is not just a demon. I believe that this particular entity is in a hierarchy, it's a supervisor. It's a demonic force of a stronger power. The way he's working is this, that he, when we put pressure on him, he goes docile and things smooth out very nicely. And then when we think, you know, it been going for 4 or 5 months, everything is fine, there's an explosion like a volcano, and he comes in with a vengeance. Have you pounding down? Now what we need to do is we need to have that, I'm not going to use that word, but that devil thrown out. So we need to pray that people involved are willing to have that thrown out, because that thing is going to cause a lot of problems if we can't get it out. It has caused a lot of problems. Mark, you want to come and share just a few moments? God bless you, Mark.
Thank you, Pastor.
We're glad you came.
Thank you.
Now, everybody's heard about the Stanley family. They seen you. Mm-hmm. You want just to highlight what, you know, you've been looking for deliverance. First, you didn't not really believe in it. And just share a little bit, not just the highlights. Because there are people that are thinking about being delivered, mm-hmm. but they're not sure they want to be delivered. So maybe you can help them.
Okay. I guess a real quick overview is that, you know, the Holy Spirit shows you difficult areas of your life. And if you're willing to be obedient, there's a path to get that taken care of. And deliverance is an important part of that process, because you have to first do the internal recognition of that. And that's the hard part, because you have to be willing to confess to yourself first before anybody else some of the sins and some of the difficulties that you've had throughout your life. Some of those you brought upon yourself, and some of those have happened to you, you know, out of your control. And the most shocking thing to me as a intelligent human being is how much I pounded down a lot of the pain and the hurt and the suffering and the torment that the devil had put upon me from even the earliest years of my life. A lot of it I hadn't even recognized. I think the deliverance process took a few more days than they expected. There was a lot of stuff that needed to be taken care of, but through Soteris and Joe's prayer, moment to moment, things were coming out. Moment to moment, things that I hadn't recognized, I'd pushed down. And the Holy Spirit revealed to me how it was creating a lot of turmoil and conflict with my marriage, with my children, with my business life, with my own decision-making process. I've always been, certainly in the last 10 years, a prayerful person. But I didn't really have an understanding for why there were so many hurdles still present there. And the deliverance process is not something that you need to be scared of at all. You know, and the peace that comes from the end of it is far worth any fear or torment that the devil may put in. The devil doesn't want you to go through it. So he's going to throw doubt in front of you. He's going to throw disbelief. And if you listen to that, then you're going to miss a lot of the blessing that the Lord has for you and the peace that the Lord has for you and wants in your life. So for me, you know, it's a beautiful, great new day. It really is, truly. Thank you, Pastor. God thank you, Joe Soltieres. God bless church.
Thank you. God bless you.
Well, let's have a prayer while it's come up. We're going to pray then.
Father God, we thank you first of all for the answer prayer that we have from last week and what you're doing out there in the lives of people. And we thank you for the testimonies here today. And we want to lift up Ova to you. And it's not easy to start over at 68, 70 years old. But there are men that have done it, and you bless that ministry. And so we thank you, Father God, that you give him a clear vision of what you want him to do. And then we thank you, Father, once he has that, that his faith would be strong and you would take him right on through, Lord. And we know that whatever you commission to do, that you will finance it. And so we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for opening all the doors for him that you want open and closing those that you want closed. And we thank you for your divine guidance upon his ministry and the city of Stockholm, Sweden. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear God, I just come to you this morning asking you to open up the heavens, Lord God, over the situation with the oil prices. And dear God, I just pray and ask you to please help this country, help America and throughout the world. That these oil prices that are sky high because of people that are investors that are trying to make a fast buck and make money off of the sweat and tears of people, normal people. Lord God, I pray and ask you to please drive these prices down. And through our prayers, God, that you will answer them and that we will see a shift in the situation on this earth with the prices of oil and gas and all the fuel costs, Lord God, that you will move mightily in these areas for us, because without you, God, nothing gets done. I pray this with all my heart, my mind, and my spirit, my soul, Lord God, that you will move. And thank you in Jesus' name.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that I can come to you through Jesus Christ. And I pray for this tremendous need. We have to be used for your glory, God, that we will not just reach out here in this country, but we have been reaching out, of course, in certain countries. But we want to be able to be used by you in an even greater way, God, to win many lost souls for thine kingdom all over the world. And there can be millions of people listening and accept you as they sit there and listen, and they also will see the webcast, that they can accept you as personal Savior and Lord and be born again, God. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, where man is impossible, but with you, everything is possible. And I know there is no question about it. We walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. And with that, I will say, our eyes have not seen it coming into being, But we believe it because your word is saying so. That we can ask anything in your name, and you will answer us. According to your perfect will, it shall be done. And I praise you and glorify your name, God. To you belong the honor and glory, as I humbly pray for more lost souls to be saved for thine kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we pray for the finances of our church. We ask that you would meet every need, and we thank you that this is your church, that you have been leading us every step of the way, that we are not making our own church. And so we thank you that if it's your church, that we can certainly trust you for the finances. And we thank you and praise you for the way you have met every one of our needs graciously. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we pray for Boris' family right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, you are the God that removes mountains. You are the God that makes a way where there seems to be no way. Oh Lord, and if you want this family to be here, they will be here. No one will be able to stop them. No one will be able to hinder them. No spirits from hell will be able to stop that family from coming to Sacramento. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for making it happen. Oh Lord, you had Pamela's house be sold. Oh, you can have their house sold in the twinkle of an eye. And we want to thank you. And we all come in one accord right now. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that this mountain will be removed, that house will be sold, and this family will be on their way to here. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need, Lord. And thank you for meeting all their needs there, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I want to pray this prayer also, that demonic ruler, that stronghold, the destroyer, in the name of Jesus. As when David was facing that Goliath, he said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that will defy the armies of the living God?" Who defy the armies of the living God. We want to say today for that destroyer, who is this wretched devil that will be able to hinder us, that will be able to stir us up. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we command that destroyer to loose this place, to loose this body of believers. In the name of Jesus, command you to be bound, chained, taken where it belongs by God's holy angels. And we thank you and praise you. We claim victory over all demons and devils and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will be able to stop us and hinder us in our way, O Lord, to victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we again lift up Torbjorn and Grace and their son in Sweden. And Father, I know what tough love can do when you're, as a child of having put my parents to the test and them having called the bluff themselves. And so, Father God, we thank you for the boldness that you gave these parents this past week to be able to stand up to this rebellion and to simply say, we're not going to stand for this. And you have a choice. You can go or you can stay. And so, Father God, we thank you for binding up these demonic spirits that were operating on him and simply just amplifying all his negative emotions that he had of rebellion and selfishness. It's just the works of the flesh that was just evident in his life. And so, Father God, we pray for this boy that he would be continued to come closer to his parents, and that they would also draw him closer, and that whatever division and gap has resulted in this, that they would be able to close it and to close ranks and to be able to be a tight-knit and close family, and that there will be no more division in this family, and that they will just be able to operate, like it says, with the fruit of the Spirit, and just love, and joy, patience, meekness, goodness. And so, Father, we thank you for that, there would just be a total reconciliation. And that's where enemies have simply been made friends again, a total reconciliation again. And that there will be just that peace and harmony in the house, operating in love, and not giving any course to the devil and the temptations that he puts in. And so, Father, we just thank you for working on this, and that we're seeing positive things that have come about as a result of prayer and lifting up this boy. And that we will have more testimonies, not just one time, but a continued testimony of how this family is doing, and that he will also begin to serve you, Lord. And that there will be some tremendous growth. We thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we lift up Tom Spargo that is here today, Father God. And Lord, you know that he's at a crossroad in his life. And we pray today, Father God, as we be talking to him after the service, for your Holy Spirit to give him insight and revelations. You got a plan for his life, Father God. And we thank you that you can open up his understanding, give him strength, and the ability to move and to be the man of God that you created him to be, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that there's no failures in the kingdom of God. Amen. That you are not a sponsoring of failures. You sponsor only victories. The devil gives failures. And we thank you for touching him today. Father God, we thank you right now that you're going to move upon Pamela. Father God, show her exactly where in the greater Sacramento area you want her to live. Father God, it might be that you have different ideas than what she has. So we thank you, Lord, that you will speak to her. The Holy Spirit will come in very strong and show the exact neighborhood where to go, where to look for that place to live, Lord. It will come easy. And the Father God will be within the 30 days of the escrow, that she would not have any problems. And we thank you for touching that situation. And Father God, I thank you that you had Satyrus to pray against the destroyer. And now I want to pray, Father God, that the people, that this demonic entity, this ruler, is harassing. I pray, Father God, for a conviction. Convict these people of the need of repentance, of deliverance, so that the destroyer shall have no ground. But that we can wring his neck once and for all and get him out of here. 10 years is enough. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that we could have that victory. And Lord, you have answered so many prayers in this ministry. And we thank you right now that this prayer will also be answered in due time if we faint not, and we ain't going to faint. Amen. And this we ask and say in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus. And those who agreed and believe it said, amen. Amen and amen. You may be seated.
Let's have the outlines handed out.